Hey, this is Carlos Cavallo. Welcome back to the show. Oh, and I want to let you know that I am here in Belize at my vacation home and recording. So you're going to hear a lot of wildlife in the background. And hopefully you can put up with the occasional birds chirping or the, well, let's hope that's about the extent of it. I don't want anything crazier coming by the house today. I have something interesting to talk to you about today. We're going to talk about ways to flirt with a guy. Yep, I'm going to explain how to flirt with a guy, and I'm going to try and differentiate for you some of the advice out there that would sound kind of cute if it was coming from, let's say, a teenage advisor in 17 magazine, or let's just say one of the more than less than helpful articles you might read in Cosmo. But really, when you get down to it, most of the advice out there on how to flirt with guys is pretty uninspiring. Most of the time, these writers, these columnists, well, first of all, they're not necessarily writing to advise you or to really help you, because let's just face it, to really help you solve this problem would mean that you'd stop buying their magazines, and they don't want that at all. So they're not going to really solve your problem. But some of the advice is good. A lot of it you need to be a little suspicious about. Again, most of them don't take into consideration how a man is actually going to react when you do these sort of things. I'm going to give you some examples from some of the advice that I've seen out there, and I'm going to give you some good advice that'll kind of counter that a little bit and put you on the right track. So what's a good example of a flirting tip that you should watch out for that's not necessarily a good idea? One that I've seen is to tease a guy as soon as you meet him. Now, this can be good depending on the environment, but you also have to read his personality. A lot of guys are putting an incredible amount of energy up of their own just to have walked up and said something to you. To tease you, or for you to tease him back, rather, would be, let's just say, pretty painful for him. Be pretty painful because he's trying to overcome his own inner challenges in meeting you. And if he receives anything that kind of throws him off of that or gives him weird feedback, it can be pretty disconcerting for a guy. So if you read him and he seems like he's kind of a... So if you give him too much friction, in other words, you give him too much of a hard time, it could throw him off quite a bit. You have to read his particular personality a little. If he is coming across as being kind of a shy guy, maybe ease back a little bit on the flirtatious teasing until he gets a little bit more comfortable with you, and then go ahead and throw in a tease. One of the little items that was given out was that you should wear red, because scientists have shown that guys are instinctively attracted to the color red, so wearing it instantly makes you hotter. Well, that's not exactly true. That is unfortunately one of those bits of advice that it can be true. Let me say that again in a different way, because I've actually given that advice in the past, and it can be valid, but red is really an attention-getting color. It doesn't make you hotter. It just basically makes you more noticeable. So if you're feeling your best and you're ready to be noticed, then of course, wear some red. It definitely does draw the eye, but don't count on that and that alone. That's not what you want to do. Another bit of advice I saw that's kind of a flip-flop, that it can be kind of damaging if it's not used with some sensitivity and some calibration, is it was basically that you want to text him something like, "Hey, what are you up to tonight?" And when he replies, say something like, "Oh, sorry, that was for a friend, but yeah, what are you doing?" And that just kind of cutting him a little bit like that, or to give him a little bit of a diss, will make him work harder for you. Well, that's not necessarily true, but it is a fun and playful way to kind of break the ice. And if you haven't heard from him, or if it's been a long time, or if you want to kind of play up that contact a little bit, maybe you got his number and you'd actually like to get out and see if you can get out with this guy, hey, that's definitely a valid tactic to try out. Just recognize you got to be careful how you use these with guys that you may not know enough about. Another bit of advice that they gave was that you should introduce a cute guy to your friend. That'll make it easier for him to talk to somebody else, and then of course you get to talk to his cute friends, who you're presuming, of course, are cute, and the guy is not alone. Well, okay, but honestly, it's kind of like passing over the best cut of steak at the supermarket to hand that to someone else. Hey, he's your catch. You should be talking to him. So be careful about doing that too much. Unless you're already dating a guy, you know what? If you make that introduction, you should make an introduction to you first, and then let him make the choice, but at least you get the first opportunity. Another bit of advice that I would advise you to steer away from is one about making a guy nervous, or purposely making him nervous. One of the ways it was recommended was that the first time a new guy texts you is to text him back with, "Hey, who is this?" And when he explains who he is, you say, "Oh, just kidding, how could I forget you?" with a little smiley face. Well, that would probably work with, let's say, a teenager, but unfortunately for guys, that can be a little bit of a freak-out moment, because one of the things that we are on the lookout for is a woman who isn't remembering us. And throwing in a, hey, who is this, is it's basically kind of an insult. And it can also really turn off a guy. It can also make him pull back quite a bit, where he may have had the forward energy to pursue you a little bit. He may be a little bit more, he might hold himself back a little bit because he's going to think he doesn't have your interest. Even if you say you're kidding, he's going to be like, oh, okay. You know, it's like one of those nervous laughs that you get past just because you're uncomfortable. Not necessarily a good idea. Another bit of advice I saw about flirting said that you should leave him wanting more, which is very true. However, their idea of wanting more was to go in for a kiss at the end of the night and then turn your head and whisper that you had a nice time instead. That is not a good idea. That is one of the surefire indicators that a guy takes as being, oh, she's really not interested in me for more than being a friend. And we will pretty much abandon that contact because we didn't get enough encouragement to pursue. And really, this is something that guys need a lot more of these days, it seems, because we are caught up in our own heads. We're trying to interpret what a woman is saying, what she's doing, what she's thinking, what she's feeling. We're given all this contradictory advice from online articles and from just about everywhere about what a woman really wants. And then for her to be playing unnecessarily hard to get in a way that confuses us so that we don't know whether or not we should pursue, well, guess what we're going to choose for our options there? We're not going to pursue. We'll just simply take it to another woman who gives us a little bit more ready indication of being interested. And that doesn't mean the first woman that wants to sleep with us. That just means a woman who will actually make it clear that we are not going down the wrong path, because a guy is putting out a lot of energy to go after you and doesn't want to risk that investment. He wants to get a result, and he wants that result to be your interest in him, and you really have to respect that. So again, be very careful how you call him out or flirt with him in a way that makes him feel awkward or makes him feel like he's being teased unnecessarily. Let him tease you a little bit, yes. I think you can interpret what that means, but for him, it can very often put him off. Now, ideally, in a perfect world, it shouldn't put him off, right? Any guy worth his metal should be able to walk up to you and deal with whatever you throw his way, and that's where the playfulness and that's where the chemistry and the attraction comes from, is because he's a real man who knows how to handle that situation. But it's not always the case, and in a lot of cases, again, 90% of guys don't know how to effectively approach and talk to a woman. This is something I have found out time and time again, having coached men in the field, talked to men, observed men. Most men do not, they're scared to death, first of all, of talking to women, much less flirting with them, and taking that risk. And what they will do more often than not is look for an excuse not to approach you, not to talk to you in any way. So you have to do a little bit of encouragement to help him overcome that little speed bump he's got in his head. If he's given the inclination, most men will simply not approach, and they'll call it a success because he successfully avoided being rejected. That's not what you want to have happen to you. Now let's move on to some tips that actually do work, that are worthwhile for you. One of the best tips I've heard is what I call the lip lock look. That's my own little phrase, and it's a bit of a tongue twister. Lip lock look. What you're doing is, as you're talking to him, your eyes should be, of course, scanning his face a little bit. Don't look like you're nervously looking him over. But if you lock eyes too strong with a guy, it can be disconcerting. And what you want to do is occasionally glance down at his lips and look back up into his eyes. And then wait a pause. It could be a few seconds, like 3 to 5 seconds. Then lick your lips, moisten your lips, and talk or respond to him or whatever it may be. And then again, glance down at his lips while he's talking. This is one of the most flirtatious things you can do, and it definitely gets guys excited. We don't even know why. We just know something's happening there. You know, we see your eyes moving. We're not exactly sure what you're looking at, but we know that you're inspecting us, and we've got your attention. That's important. So use that lip lock look. It really is powerful with guys. Another great tip for getting out there and flirting with guys is to get yourself motivated before you go out. Now, you may be going out with girlfriends, you may be going out on your own, you might be going to, I don't know, a singles scene or a singles event, whatever the case may be. Even if you're just going out to do something, like go get some dinner or go grocery shopping, whatever it is, get motivated before you go out. Don't go out in a negative mood. Don't go out in a dour, I'm closed off to the world mood. You want to leverage your energy. The best way to do that, of course, is through music. Pick a few few songs, maybe have a little playlist on your MP3 player, or maybe you've got a couple of CDs, you can just pop one in. Anything that lifts you up and gets you motivated. Could even be a movie. Doesn't matter. Music, movie, whatever. Use that to get you motivated. For years, one of the movies that I used to watch that would get me motivated to push forward, I guess you'd call it, in the corporate world, was the movie Secret of My Success with Michael J. Fox. Now, you may remember this from the late 80s, I think it was, where Michael J. Fox basically moves to New York and he starts out in the mailroom and he works his way up to be the CEO of a company. Very unrealistic situation, but it was motivating to me. The night I watched it, I was like, wow, I could honestly believe that it was possible for me to better myself. I was pretty much an entry-level schmuck myself at the time. And I got my hair cut, I got myself a few suits, I basically changed my appearance. I was excited for this change of my life, and it really did mark the change of my life, all from a silly little guilty pleasure movie from the 1980s. So these things can work for you if you choose them right. Another good flirting tip is to use dangly earrings whenever you can. Wear dangly earrings instead of posts. Now, the reason why is because they catch the eye more, especially if they're flashy and they catch the light. The other part is that they will also grace and caress the side of your neck when you tilt your head. Now, this may seem like a small thing, but it's actually very playful to a man's eye. This is a visual indicator that makes a guy pay attention. I hope you're enjoying the sounds of the birds and the wildlife here. I'm in Belize, and if you don't know the area, this is a part of the coast on the Caribbean Sea that is just below the Yucatan Peninsula. They used to call this the British Honduras, I think, back before the 1980s. At least that's how it was learned in the textbooks when I was a kid. And now it's known as Belize since they won their independence, I think, in the 80s. Well, it's becoming more developed here, and it's definitely a place you might want to visit. Kind of a tropical paradise. Another good tip for you is what I call the bump opportunity. These are accidental flirts that, of course, you're doing on purpose. It gives you an opportunity to initiate an interaction with a guy who may or may not be just either not noticing you, but is still a little bit cautious, or the guy is basically a little chicken, and you got to help him kind of overcome that, grow a pair, and get himself interacting with you. Because, hey, sometimes guys go out while we're not feeling in the best of moods, while we don't have our courage up to our peak. Maybe we didn't get our advice from the great Carlos here, and we didn't know how to get our motivation level going so that we wanted to approach women. So he might be going out with a little bit of a funk, and you can help him break out of it. Give him an opportunity to meet you. These accidental flirts are things like sending a frisbee flying his way by quote-unquote accident, and you have to go and get it. And you can go over and apologize, make eye contact, and who knows, conversation could start from there. He'll make a comment, you'll make a comment, and that's how introductions happen. Another good way to do this is, let's say you're at Starbucks and you're throwing away your garbage, you're throwing away your bag or your cup or whatever it may be, and you make it a point to maybe drop your wadded up paper bag by his feet. And of course, you pick it up, make a small apology, make eye contact and a smile, and see what he does with it. Right now, you're just giving him the opportunity to initiate and flirt with you. If he smiles, if he shows positive indicators, stick around. And of course, you can prolong that interaction. But again, as I always advise, you want to pull back your energy just a little bit after he's expressed interest so that you know that his interest is genuine as well. One of the common questions I get is, how do I know if he's really interested in me or if he was just being friendly? That's where you want to be sure to give him the opportunity to initiate. Another good tip for flirting is that you want to sneak it in wherever you possibly can. Flirt with people that you're not even interested in, whether it's your waiter at the restaurant you're eating at or the teller or cashier at the grocery store. It really doesn't matter. Just flirt with everybody you possibly can. One of the bits of advice I would give to men is you need to flirt with every man, woman, child, and small furry mammal. And the reason being is you don't want to become so hung up on the act of flirting that when it comes time to flirt, you psych yourself out and talk yourself out of a good opportunity simply because you weren't practiced enough. Go out there and approach everybody. Go out there and talk to everybody you can and let them take the ball and run with it if they will. You're just feeding opportunity to as many people as possible. And once you have this down, after a while, you'll find that you create a unique energy about you, one that is magnetic and compelling to men. And my final flirting tip for today, and believe me, I've got plenty more, is you should always smile at a guy who looks at you. That's right, any man that looks at you, whether or not you're interested in him, whether or not you think he's cute, whatever the case may be, you should always smile at him. With the possible exception, of course, of a guy that you have already labeled as being a probable douchebag. In that case, don't even make eye contact is probably the best rule of thumb. But if you see a guy looking at you, give him the smile that tells him, hey, I'm warm, I'm open, and I'm welcoming, and you can come over and talk to me. It's a way of telling him, I play well with strangers, I don't bite. And believe me, in this day and age, again, most men need every positive indicator he can get before he's going to walk over and talk to you. So give that to him. Give him the positive indicator he needs to see to overcome his own fear of approaching, his own fear of rejection, and say hi to you. You want to create a welcoming aura of positive attention and welcoming vibrations. This is going to make men so much more interested in you and make you so much more warmly feminine to them. So there you go, a few flirting tips, a few ways to flirt with a guy, and a few ways you should never flirt with a guy. And by the way, those tips I gave you for how to not flirt, all of those came from the same article, believe it or not. So a lot of these articles contain a lot of erroneous information mixed in with some things that are useful on occasion, but you need to be able to discern the difference. And that's where Carlos Cavallo comes in. Hey, it's been great talking to you. Welcome back for this week, and I'm going to welcome you back again next week because I'm always excited to whisper these sweet somethings in your ear. And if you want to get more information on how to understand guys, how to know what they're thinking, how to read them and read those signals, I encourage you to go on over to datingadviceguru.com. That's datingadviceguru.com/read his signals. All one word, read his signals. That's datingadviceguru.com/read his signals. Find out exactly how to read a guy and know what's going on inside that cryptic, puzzling male brain of his. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/read his signals. I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.